This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Officials say a suicide bomber struck a crowded mosque inside a police compound in Pakistan, killing at least 59 people and wounding over 150 more. VOA's Ayaz Gol in Islamabad reports.
The afternoon attack in central Peshawar, the capital city of Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province, was reportedly carried out by a suicide bomber. City hospital officials confirmed receiving dozens of injured and described the condition of several of them as critical. The victims were mostly the provincial police force. No one immediately took responsibility for the deadly bombing. Ayaz Gul, VOA News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky warned of a potential looming assault by Moscow at a news conference with the Danish Prime Minister on Monday. Quote, I think that Russia really wants its big revenge. I think they have already started it. I think they won't be able to bring back a positive result for their own society, Zelensky told reporters. Quote, I think that bit by bit we will stop them, destroy them, and prepare our big counteroffensive, he added. Zelensky said Russia was not ceasing its attacks on the front lines in eastern Ukraine and pouring more fighters from the Wagner Group, a Russian private military company. Ukraine's presidential office says Russian shelling has killed at least five people and wounded 13 others over the past 24 hours. The warring sides are sizing up their needs for renewed military pushes expected when the weather improves. France and Australia announced Monday plans to jointly produce and send several thousand 155-millimeter artillery shells to Ukraine. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Brazil's former president wants to remain in the U.S. despite calls for any of his visas to be revoked following a violent protest in Brazil. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn has more.
Jair Bolsonaro has applied for a six-month tourist visa to remain in the United States. His lawyer said the United States received his application on Friday and that Bolsonaro will remain in the U.S. while his application is pending. Bolsonaro flew to Florida 2 days before his term ended on January 1st and leftist president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva took office. While in Florida, Bolsonaro supporters violently stormed Brazil's capital, calling for a military coup to overturn the October election. Bolsonaro is currently being investigated by Brazil's Supreme Court for his role in the anti-democratic protests.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Dutch electronics giant and medical equipment maker Philips is cutting another 6,000 jobs worldwide after 4,000 in October. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Philips is headquartered in Amsterdam. It's been reeling from a worldwide recall of sleep apnea machines and economic headwinds, including COVID-related issues in China and the war in Ukraine. CEO Roy Jacobs said 2022 was a very difficult year for Philips. The company reported a net loss of $1.7 billion in 2022. He said the job cuts will reduce costs and make Philips a leaner and more focused organization. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. President Joe Biden has informed Congress he will end twin national emergencies for addressing COVID-19 on May 11th, as most of the world has returned closer to normalcy nearly 3 years after they were first declared. Multiple news reports say Manhattan prosecutors have convened a new grand jury to hear evidence in a probe of payments made to keep two women quiet about alleged affairs with U.S. President Donald Trump. American actress Cindy Williams of Laverne and Shirley has died in Los Angeles after a brief illness, according to her family. She was 75. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta has more.
One, two, three, four.
Cindy Williams and Penny Marshall had been a writing team when they were cast by Marshall's brother Gary Marshall for an episode of Happy Days. Their characters were such a hit, they were spun off as their own show. Laverne and Shirley ran from 1976 to 1983.
Come on, Kurt, we can't be spending half the night chasing girls down for you.
Williams also starred in the 1973 film American Graffiti, playing Ron Howard's high school sweetheart, and in the 1974 Francis Ford Coppola film The Conversation. I'm Margie Zarletta.
Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.